I'm Tina.
I'm Meg.
I'm Drea.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Pardon My Stash. Welcome to Part of My Stash, a podcast about knitting within the fiber arts and how awesome it is. Before we get into today's topics, let's talk about what we're working on this week. Meg?
I am still working on a mystery project for a friend of mine. His wife is having a baby in December, and he said that he was going to be following this podcast, so I don't want to say what it is. But I'm knitting it with Malabrigo Rios.
How secretive.
I know. Well, if he's listening, I don't want to tell him. It's supposed to be a surprise. But I'm knitting it with Malabrigo Rios in the color Purpura, which is this really beautiful, like, deep purple. And it's very squishy.
Yes, it's very squishy looking, and it's very pretty.
Thank you.
Drea?
I have finished my Homeward Bound mitts, and I have gone back to...
Hold on.
Yes, thank you. I'm very proud of myself as well. You can find completed pictures on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have gone back to the more simple lines pattern by Manel. I'm going to tackle this border. It's going to be good. Hopefully with no more hangups.
You've been struggling with it.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of trouble reading.
Sometimes it just doesn't come to us.
No. That's my biggest struggle right now, reading. But I don't know. I feel like the more I do it, the better it gets. So it's going to be good. I'll get there.
You will. It's coming. It's going to be worth it when it's done.
Jess?
I have also finished my mitts, the Evan Star mitts that I was doing. And I love that we have that.
I love that we have that.
And so right now I'm doing a, actually sort of a knit along with Meg, even though she's working on a different project right
I
now.
I cannot knit on that and talk at the same time. I can only knit on that and watch Forensic Files at the same time.
That's fair.
I thought you were going to say watch Friends, and I was like,
I don't watch Friends.
I thought you didn't like Friends.
I don't like Friends. Forensic Files. I need to watch Murders.
I am doing the Broom Riding Cowl by Vanessa Ewing Knits.
Ewing? Yes.
Oh, like the sheep. I see what she did there.
That's her real last name.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. I got one for that too.
Wait. Ewing. God. It's just the E is very stylized. Okay, so Vanessa Ewing, sorry. Vanessa Ewing Knits. And it's a color work, and I am using Hedgehog because...
because, of course.
All the Hedgehog. But I've also got this sparkly Barocco, and so I'm putting those two together, which it's a very dark cowl, but like
as
you have
Drea
to be...
fondles it.
Yeah, you have to be close to kind of see the it's pattern, but I really like it because it's very squishy and very me, so...
I mean, you're knitting it in Hedgehog, and I'm knitting it in Malabrigo, and we just act to type at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
Just at least you've got full. I'm like
the way it is.
Mix match in here, but it's working out. I enjoy it.
Tina?
I am working on finishing my Fist cardigan for Ocean Knits. I need to finish it because I need to work on my next test knit for her, which is the Chroma Bomber, and it's going to be this rainbow-colored... pastel-y goodness.
I can't wait for you to
knit
that.
That's
going to be really fun. So I want to finish up the Fist cardigan so it's out of my stash because I need to finish something at some point.
That's fair.
I just can't keep having whips on whips on whips.
So, I mean, there's no rule saying that you can't.
Yeah, but I really need to finish something. But yeah.
Sometimes you just got to finish something.
Yeah, I need a win. I need a win.
Yeah, you just
that's
need,
fair.
You just need that win.
For sure. Happy fall, y'all.
Yay!
It's
best
fall time.
Season of the year.
Especially for knitting.
It's what we've all been waiting for. Mm.
And this week it has finally started feeling like fall.
Yes.
It's got a little bit cooler. It's a little bit damp.
It's a little bit easier to knit without your hands sweating off. And
the leaves are changing colors.
I know, because there's a buck ton of leaves in my front yard that I have to, that I'm going to have to rake up.
I can't wait to help you with that.
Yes. Oh, I forgot. Oh. Yeah. Oh, right. I have house help.
It's football season.
Ooh, football season.
So excited. My team sucks, but.
Well, yeah. Can't win them all.
No.
Although the Browns are doing pretty good.
Browns are doing great, man.
I just like football season because it means I get to sit and knit and no one gets to bother me.
Yes, because everybody else is also sitting.
Yep. And watching.
And watching football.
And
so.
Eating junk.
It's
the best.
Hey, and there's a lot of usual, like, the snack finger foods that you don't necessarily have to worry about getting on your knitting projects. Like, there's a lot of pretzels going around and...
That I can't touch because I'm knitting and I'll get it all over my fingers.
Well, that's what I mean, though. Like, you get the dry pretzel, nothing's going to, like,
it's true.
Go on that.
I know. So. I get really finicky about, like, eating and, like, knitting at the same time. It just, like, needs to be separate.
That's when you need to, like, grab some chopsticks and pick up your snacks with the chopsticks instead.
Why have I never thought of that? Why have I never thought of that?
Yeah, it's not like you don't know how to use them.
So. Now my husband's going to look at me like I'm crazy because I'm going to have chopsticks in the potato chip bag going.
But you will have clean fingers.
Clean fingers.
And potato chips.
And you can just look at him and be like, yes, Pat, because you have never done anything weird.
You got to make the full eye contact and just like slowly put, you know.
Yeah, be aggressive about it.
Chomp it really loud.
Own that.
Just to...
So today, other than fall, we want to talk about small businesses. We want to talk about local yarn stores. We want to talk about the indie dyers. We want to talk about pattern designers. We want to talk about bag makers, tag makers, and more.
All the good things.
All the small business people out there. We figured we'd put them all into one episode.
Small suppliers, all that. All
yeah,
that
there's tons to talk about. So,
spotlight on small businesses.
Yes. Tell me, you guys, what is the best thing about a local yarn store? What makes you come back?
I like walking into my local yarn store and having the shop owner remember who I am. I know that when Knit and Pearls did their grand reopening, that was right after you finished your seed dot beanie sample.
Mm-hmm.
And the shop owner was really interested in it. And then Meg and I went back a couple weeks later and the shop owner was like, so did your friend post your pattern on Ravelry yet?
Yeah.
Where can I find her pattern?
Yeah.
So I think it's really nice that they remember you and they know what your interests are and what you're all about. And I like that personal connection.
Yeah. I think that makes it the local yarn store more of an experience rather than just going to buy something.
Yeah.
So. A lot of times too, they'll point out like if they know there's something you like that, you know, they got new stock in of it or new colors or whatnot, they'll let you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go right there.
Be like, Meg, the Malibri goes over here. New colors right here.
I like helpful without being pushy. I do, if I walk in and somebody says, you know, do you need assistance? And if I say no, because sometimes I know exactly what I'm going for. And sometimes I don't. But I also like when, if I ask for assistance, so for example, last month when I went to Stars Hollow and I was looking for yarn for your birthday, Drea, and I told the woman that you have an issue with tactileness, and I said it needs to be very soft yarn, and she was very helpful without trying to like push certain types of yarn on me. So I like that. And the other thing that I like, and this is maybe, you know, a little specific, another reason I love Stars Hollow is she's very understanding about having young children in the store. There is nothing that makes me less comfortable when I have to bring my daughter to a local yarn store and having the shop owner treat me like my daughter shouldn't be there. Because she's a toddler and she's loud and she can run around a lot. And I do my best to rein her in. And I feel like a lot of places are very, you know, anti-kids. You know, every time I go to Stars Hollow, she's, you know, she talks to my daughter like, you know, she's an actual person and is very understanding when she is, if she gets fussy or whatever.
Yeah, so, she's also a mom herself.
She is a mom herself. And she said she understands because she used to take her kids to local yarn stores. So just treating your clients like they are
valuable people.
Yes. And yep. And not acting like they're an inconvenience. Very important.
No, and coming back to the, like, the not, you know, being helpful but not pushy, like not trying to like get you into a sale that they know you don't like, but they're just trying to push the yarn, or even you don't feel uncomfortable if you happen to go in and just not see anything that day. And it's like, they know you're coming back. They know you at that point. So they don't care.
Okay, they know it's an addiction.
Can we be honest here? Is there ever a time we walk into a yarn store and don't buy something?
Not often.
Yes.
Not often, but yeah, I have had a moment where, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to call out the store, but I've definitely been to a certain store that was very disorganized that I was like, I'm all set.
There we go. Organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want it to be nicely laid out.
Yeah. Definitely, like, cleanliness to me is really important with a local yarn store. So I definitely want it to be in good shape. Look, yeah. I want it to look like someone cared about it, because I'm going to care about it.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't want to go diving through tons of disorganized shelves to find what I'm looking for.
That's what my stash is for.
Yeah. Yeah. If I want disorganization, I can go into my craft room and start digging. And I don't always go into a store looking for something specific, but if I am, you know, I don't want to be digging through piles of DK and find a ton of worsted in there or fingering. Like, there needs to be some sort of strategic layout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either brand or weight or even color. That would help.
Yeah.
Decent selection usually. I mean, I'm not saying, because again, it's a local yarn store. No, they're not going to be getting the same stock that, say, your Michaels or whatnot is going to get. But like, just some choices in there, like more than just one or two, like maybe at least like six or seven different brands that they can offer. At least one wall of notions if you need something like that.
Yeah, the variety. There's no variety. It's difficult to bring new people in because I also like you were talking about Knit and Purl before. One thing that they do is like an indie showcase. Have like different indie dyers. They'll showcase at their shop every week or so. They'll have somebody different or month. I don't know what the frequency. But.
Yeah, and they actually have their own line of indie yarns too. Yarns to Inspire.
I love. They have nice stuff. Their yarn.
Yeah.
They have their own yarn.
They have their own yarn.
I didn't know that.
It's all fingering weight.
Oh.
It's called Yarns to Inspire. So the football team socks that we both made, that's them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very nice.
That was the blue one you got too, wasn't it?
The what?
Then did you get the blue one?
No, that was 100 Ravens.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They were having a trunk sale that week.
Oh, that's what it was.
So I got that from them.
Talking about 100 Ravens.
Indie dyers.
Good segue into some indie dyers. So we mentioned 100 Ravens. Fantastic indie dyer. I believe they're out of New Hampshire.
They're local to the area. I don't know what state, but they are. It probably is New Hampshire. They are local to New England.
I'm pretty sure they're New Hampshire.
No, great yarn bases, beautiful colors.
I love their gradients so much.
Oh yeah,
they have nice gradients. Have all weights too.
Yes. The color choice is just really impeccable. Like I don't know how they do their dyeing, but.
Their yarns are absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
At least the ones that I've had in block, you don't see like much, if any, like color running too, considering the colors they get, which is impressive.
Cause they're very saturated.
Yeah.
Like, so you would assume that it's like going to bleed through a little bit, and it's really not.
It's
pretty. What other indie dyers do we like?
I have recently become a big fan of less traveled yarns.
Oh yeah.
Yep, I just recently started buying them. They're very squishy. Their colors are gorgeous. That will be my next project.
Nice.
I'll be working with less traveled yarns on a hat?
I've been doing a yarn club, monthly yarn club from Ash and Bumble Yarn. I have a, and those of you that know me personally know, I have a big bird thing. I like birds.
Birds.
There's birds all over my house. and they do a bird of the month club where they do a yarn pack inspired by a species of birds. And I've been doing that for 3 months now, almost four. They have beautiful yarns. And one of the things I really like about Ash and Bumble is that they will restock their monthly yarn clubs if they run out. So if, say, you really liked April's yarn base and you want to make a bigger project of it, sporadically they will re-update those colors so that they are available again. And you don't see that with a lot of indie dyers that have limited edition yarns. They will usually, when they're sold out, they're sold out.
Right.
Another one that I like that unfortunately sells out like within 12 hours every time is Sundara. And Sundara is out of the West Coast. Beautiful yarns. And you can sign up for daily emails. You get the, like, basically her color of the day. She dyes them very quickly.
Wow.
Every day, very small batches. But I have literally gotten the email and gone back like an hour later and it's sold out.
Wow.
It is. You have to jump on that so fast. Occasionally she will come back and be like, well, this one was a big hit, so I'm going to dye another batch. But it's rare, and she will warn you in the emails, this will not be dyed again. So, it's not great if you're making a big project out of it, because odds are you're not going to get enough.
Right.
But it is gorgeous, gorgeous yarn, beautiful colors.
Mm. Well, for me, I realized that the majority of my stash is Groovy Hue Fibers.
And I love their yarn.
And her yarn is great. And I'm really sad. And I'm mentioning her because, you know, I'm hoping maybe through osmosis, if I mention her, she'll come back. But she kind of like went at MIA and she hasn't been updating lately. So her website still has some stuff on it. But her bases are really soft.
And squishy.
Yes. And squishy. And very versatile. So she, you know, it's something that, like, they're super wash, they're stuff that you can make garments out of, and you're not going to worry about the color running or anything like that. And the colors are, I wouldn't say as saturated as like a 100 Ravens, but they're definitely a wide range. Yeah. And vibrant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely a wide range.
And a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Fun colors.
Yeah. Fun colors. Yeah. So she definitely has a lot of different stuff. So I'm just really sad. Literally, I was looking at my Ravelry and I was like, wow, 40% of my stash is Groovy Hues. And I have a big stash, guys. It's a lot. It's a lot of
Groovy Hues. You have a lot of stash? No,
if you've been following.
If you've front been page following. News.
What else have you been keeping from us?
Well, I also have a lot of needles.
What?
Anyways, the other dyer I wanted to also shout out was Murky Depths, and I picked them up at a trunk show again at Knit and Purl, and I specifically remember this because I saw it. It was that set of four pink ones. Do you remember like
the top? I do remember that.
Yes.
It was like this hot pink color and fingering weight, and I saw it. I looked at it. I was like, okay, no, but I don't need it. Walked away. Came back.
Yep.
Nope. Still don't need it. Walked away. Came back. And then at like the fourth time that I came back, I'm pretty sure the shop owner looked at me and was like, I think it's time.
No. I this was at Knit and Purls?
Yeah.
No, that was me.
That was you?
That was me.
Someone looked at me and was like, this is time.
That was me.
Okay, Drea looked at me and said, it's time. And I didn't pick up one. I didn't pick up two. I picked up all the pink, which was four. So it's like, I picked them all up. I was like, no, they're all mine.
And you have enough now.
Yeah. And well, I started walking out of the store with them. And the woman was like, what are you going to make with that? And I'm like, what kind of question is that? Why are you asking me that question? I have no idea.
Are we expected to actually say what?
we're going to hit with someone else, someone out on that.
Yeah, like, it's like,
we don't know.
Sometimes we don't know.
Girl.
We have a stash accumulation problem in this knitting circle.
Yeah. But we do complete projects.
It's I don't.
We don't have a problem. Do. We have yarn.
We have yarn.
We do have yarn.
Have
you
problems.
Have a problem. I have yarn.
Other people have problems.
They have the problems, not us.
What about you, Jess? Do you have any indie dyers that you like?
You've all heard me talk about
them. Yes. Here it goes.
It's going to be a hedgehog viper.
Wow. That hedgehog is, fibers. No
tell
way.
Me more.
No, I mean, thus far, I've worked with their Merino DK and their sock weight. And they're just so nice and they're so colorful. And I love them a lot. I like their colors. And it makes me sad that I can't afford more than what I can get. But I'm slowly building my stash every day as I'm using it. I want to say, what was the other one that I wanted to say was the Expression Fiber Arts. Mm. They have some really nice colors. They popped up. I have...
And their bases are really nice.
Their bases are very nice. They're very soft. I like their shimmer. They have like a shimmery kind of yarn that is
really
pretty.
Is that the Mirage?
Pretty. That's no, I forget. It's the one they use for their gemstone collection.
Mm. I think it's called Pearlescent.
Yes, yeah. That's it. Thank you. And it is. It's very nice, but it's still soft. Like it's not that scratchy. Like you know, the scratchy, shiny stuff that gets put in most sparkly yarns.
Stellina?
Yes, yeah. That. It's very
Meg
soft.
With the like, vocab today.
Again, I don't know what I'm talking about here. It's shiny, and that's why I go for it, and then I'm working with it, and it's like, oh. But no, the Expression one, it's got that shimmer to it, but it's not rough or anything like that. So I do like that. On that, another a shout out though I'd like to put in for if any of you are doing your amigurumis or like little stuffed toy things and you're looking for eyes, my go-to, it's actually an Etsy shop owner. It's 6060, the number 6060. They have a lot of great selection of size and colors of safety eyes, and they have hand-painted ones now that are nice. They have some Halloween ones that I just saw coming out that look kind of cool. Nice. They're my go-to for when I'm doing that kind of stuff, because they're very, I haven't had an issue with them. Very sturdy work, very nice work. They deliver on time and all that. So if you're one of those crocheters doing that, need a bunch of safety eyes, I'd look into them because they're really good.
I forgot to shout out a couple that when it was my turn.
You can shout out as many as you'd like, Drea.
Can I?
Yes, you can.
Well, I also wanted to shout out to Barnyard Knits.
Yeah.
I started following her on Insta just a few weeks ago, and...
What a shame it wasn't sooner.
I know. It's a shame it wasn't sooner. I got a skein of, I believe it was worsted weight, and it was in the Japanese maple tonal color.
It was so pretty. Oh,
it is so gorgeous. So gorgeous. I love all of her yarns. They
super
are
squishy.
A lot of nature inspired yarns. And I am obsessed with her Instagram right now.
She does post quite often.
Yes.
Like she's very frequent with her updates. And yes. They're it's all yarn.
It is
it's
all
just yarn.
Yarns on yarns on yarns.
Can I shout out one more too?
Yes.
Okay. So I've bought a few times from the Blue Brick in, they're based out of, I think it's Toronto. And they do, they kind of handle it an interesting way. They showcase the colors that they're going to be selling for the month, and then they take pre-orders. They cap it after 3 days, and then they take the month to dye the yarn and ship it out. So it doesn't sell out per se as long as you hit the shop update within those 3 days. And they do bring back colors every so often. They have lovely yarn bases and their colors are just to die for, super saturated. Love them a lot. They also come in, they have what's called beast mode. So you can get a ton of yarn if you're knitting a very big project.
Beast mode.
Beast mode.
Yes.
It's that's like the size of the yarn scale.
Yeah. It's like 1,200 yards. The one I got? No, you didn't get beast mode. I got mammoth.
Mammoth.
Mammoth is the second one.
What's mammoth?
Mammoth, I think, was not 800 as big yards. As beast mode. Because they dye a lot of tonals. Or not tonals, gradients.
Gradients.
So you want to get a big skein if you want to do the entire gradient. If you're going to knit something that is going to require a ton of yardage, they do sell just massive skeins of yarn. And it's very beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. They kind of went viral last year with the wingspan pattern and the Ibis yarn. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I clearly need to buy some beast mode. No, I don't.
No, you don't. Sure you do.
Not at this time.
No, not at this time. Definitely not
next
at this
month,
time.
Next month.
But to store all of this yarn and all these projects, what could we store them in? But yes, a project bag.
Or
many project bags.
Can never have enough of those.
So I have a confession.
Please. Tell me your sins.
So I discovered Paisley and Gold Sewing. And I discovered them about a month ago. A month, maybe a little bit more than that. And I bought like four bags from them at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'll try them out, see how it is. And I loved them. I loved the bags. I was like obsessed with it. I have it on the table right now.
It's beautiful.
And it's really such a nice bag. It's got a drawstring on the top so you can close it shut real tight if you need to. It's massive. Mm-hmm. So I have this huge, super bulky weight cardigan and it fits, and I have a skein of yarn in there as well as the cardigan and it all fits.
And that is a bulky weight cardigan.
Yes. Yeah. And
there's room to spare.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a nice little like small pocket in the inside.
I do like pockets.
And it does this nice loop that you can then pull up and then stick on your arm.
Oh,
and I like knit that. While you go. I really love
it. Oh, yeah. That's a game changer right there.
Yeah. See, you didn't think of that.
No.
So you're holding it like this and it's there and you knit while you go. Yeah. Okay, so here's my confession, right?
How many bags have you bought?
We know where this is going.
So
I knew about the four, but tell me, how many do you actually have?
So she had a summer sale.
Which of course is basically, she did.
So she had...
So you had to buy some.
Well, they were 40% off. Ooh.
So you had to buy many.
Many.
How many?
I don't even know.
Okay, more or less than 10.
No, I would say like probably 10-ish, 10, maybe 12-ish, probably 12-ish.
Has your husband seen these bags yet?
No, he has not. Actually, he has, but I don't think he realizes what they are.
Okay. He just doesn't realize.
Just but remember the good old good. Standby. I won a raffle.
Look, it works, all right?
Patrick, if you're listening to this, I did not win a raffle.
But you got them on sale.
I did get them on sale.
That's the next best thing.
And you have a lot of whips.
I do have a lot.
So you need
a
lot of bags.
I do. It's true. And I did. So I got all these different sized ones. I got little tiny ones. I wanted to try all of her different bags. I really like her bags. So
what?
Paisley and Gold Sewing. You need a project bag. She's your gal. You can find her on Instagram. That's literally her handle. And just shop from there. And just, you're welcome.
I mean, little side shout out, though. Talking about bags, we've got bags, too. If you want to, like, have them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I completely forgot, Jess. We have bags.
They're
like,
super
as in
cute.
Us, the podcasters.
As in, pardon my
stash. As in,
you can get a pardon my stash bag. There are two different sizes. One is massive. It's like a weekender bag.
It will fit all your whips
and more. And it comes in black and it has our logo on it in white. And gray. And then we have a smaller tote bag that's good for like one or two whips at most. And it has our colorful logo on it. And it says, pardon my stash on it. So if you feel like rocking it out to your favorite podcast.
Representing.
Representing.
No, just, check out. They're super cute.
They are super cute. We ordered a couple samples just to see how they would, you know, we wanted to make sure that they were like good quality, and they are super cute and very useful. So if you're looking for a project bag and you already bought out all of Paisley and Gold Sewing, you can then go to our site and get some more bags.
Get some backup bags. Get some backup bags. You know?
Well, speaking of bags.
Yes.
My preferred bag is by June Price Fiber Arts. That is the current bag that I'm using for my more simple lines shawl. It's a drawstring bag, much like the Paisley and Gold bag that Tina is sporting. But it also comes with this cute little Notion bag that has a little zipper on it.
I like that a lot.
And they're very well made. They're very sturdy. It'll stand up by itself. And it's got a little drawstring at the top, so you can also put that on your arm and knit as you go.
Knit as you go. It's really, you know, you don't think it's that important to like be able to knit as you go until you're sitting there in line at the DMV going, man, I can't sit anywhere and I really want to knit. I know what I'll do. I'm going to hang this off my arm and I'm going to knit.
It's true though.
Yeah, knit anyway. Yeah.
Literally, I use Alva Baby diaper bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's
but
no
they
joke.
They're great. Yeah. They're waterproof. So
because they're a wet diaper bag.
They're wet. So. They're diaper wet bags. We got them on Amazon. and they have a nice pocket in the front. But really, the best part about it is they're durable and waterproof.
Yeah. So,
if you're looking for a really inexpensive solution to project bags,
also, if you're just trying to knit around toddlers who happen to spill their stuff all over everything, it actually works out real well.
And to give the MacGyver solution to all of that, Ziploc bags, people. Ziploc bags.
That's true.
They work in a pinch. Every time I've run out of project bags, which I'm not going to have that problem anymore, but every time I've run out of a project bag, I just go and I get the gallon zipper.
I used to be a big fan of the gallon zipper bag, project bag.
Yeah, until my needles poked holes in them every single time.
Yes. Especially if you're using the lace needles.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have today. Tune in next week for another rambunctious episode of Laugh, Tears, and Drama at Pardon My Stash.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Four seasons greetings to you all.